Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back to AI Hub. I'm always excited to dig into what's new and interesting in the world of AI.
And I'm here to help connect the dots and see the bigger picture.
Perfect. So today we're diving into a brand new report from IBM AI in Action 2024. It's a global survey, 2,000 organizations. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about the tech behind AI, but this report shines a light on the human element of making AI work.
Exactly right. In fact, they call these successful organizations, the ones really making it work, leaders, compared to the learners who are, well, still figuring things out. And one of the most interesting things I found is that it's not just about having the most cutting-edge algorithms.
Okay, so there's more to it than just the tech. I'm definitely intrigued.
It's about having the right mindset, the right culture, even, and the right leadership.
Okay, I'm all ears. So the report lays out these four dimensions of AI success: strategy, toolkits, data management, and applications. Let's start with strategy. I have a feeling this is more than just writing a plan and calling it a day.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that really jumped out at me from the report was this quote: crafting a roadmap requires a clear-eyed evaluation of business objectives, internal technical capabilities, and an organization's change management. You know, leaders don't just create these roadmaps, they live them.
So it's about constant evaluation, seeing where you are, where you need to go, and how to get everyone on board. I bet that's where the leadership part really comes in.
Yeah, it's absolutely crucial. The report talks about how leaders are really, really good at getting buy-in from everyone, from the top all the way down to the folks on the front lines.
That's interesting. So how do they do that?
Well, they do it by focusing on the positive impacts AI can have. And not just for the company's bottom line, but for individual roles, for people's careers.
So instead of worrying about AI taking their jobs, employees can see how it might actually make their work more meaningful, more impactful.
Exactly. They really emphasize that. And a lot of times, the way these leaders do that is by becoming storytellers. They paint this compelling picture of what's possible with AI, and they celebrate the wins along the way.
The power of a good story. And I think the report actually had some good examples of this, right? Like that one about Company X, where they used AI to completely streamline their
Customer service process.
Mm.
They used these AI chatbots to handle those routine questions, and it freed up their human agents to deal with the more complex stuff. Happier employees and happier customers.
It's a perfect example of how AI can be a win-win if it's implemented strategically and thoughtfully. It's not about replacing humans. It's about giving humans the tools to focus on what they do best.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that's what's so fascinating about these leaders, you know? They're not just reacting to the AI trend, they're shaping it. They're using it to create a better future.
It all comes back to people and leadership, as much as it is about the technology itself. Now, I'm really curious to hear more about the toolkit dimension. What is it about the tools leaders are using, or how they manage them, that sets them apart?
You know, it's a really good question. And it's a place where learners often, you know, they kind of stumble a bit. They might jump on the latest, you know, the hottest AI tools without really thinking about whether those tools are the right fit for what they're trying to do, or even if their teams have the know-how to use them well.
It's kind of like having all the ingredients for a fancy meal, but you've never cooked before. You might end up with a real mess in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. Leaders, though, they're more thoughtful about it. They focus on building this robust and flexible toolkit. Right. I'm not just talking about the tech itself, but the people, the processes, the infrastructure, all of it's got to be there to support the AI.
The whole ecosystem.
Exactly. Yeah. Because AI is always changing, right? So your toolkit has to be able to keep up.
So it's not just about having the right tools, but the right people with the right skills to actually use those tools. And I think the report talked a lot about training and development, didn't it? That was a big theme.
Huge. Leaders are really investing in upskilling their people, making sure their teams have the knowledge and the skills to, you know, not only use the AI tools, but to actually understand the data that's coming out.
To make sense of it all.
Yeah, make sense of it all. And they also try to build a culture of experimentation, where people are encouraged to try new things, learn from their mistakes, and, you know, kind of iterate, get better over time.
You need that space to kind of play around and figure things out. It makes a lot of sense. So you've got the technical expertise, but you also have the freedom to try new things. Okay, now what about data management? This is one of those topics that can seem, you know, a little bit dry.
Yeah, for sure.
But I have a feeling it's super crucial to actually making AI work.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Data is like the fuel that powers AI. And if that fuel is dirty or inaccessible or just poorly managed, you know, your AI initiatives are going to sputter and stall. The report really emphasizes two big areas where leaders are just killing it. That's data accessibility and data governance.
Okay, let's break those down a little bit. Sure. What does it mean to have, like, good data accessibility?
Well, it means making sure that the data you need for your AI is easy to get to. It's available to the people who need it when they need it. A lot of times, leaders will invest in like data platforms and tools that help break down those data silos.
Data silos.
Yeah, so you can share data across the organization, you know, instead of it being all locked up in different departments.
Right. So it's kind of like having a well-organized library where anyone can find the book they need.
Perfect analogy. That's a great way to put it. Oh. And just like a library needs rules to keep things in order, data governance is all about having clear policies and procedures, right?
Yeah, to make sure the data is good, it's secure, it's being used responsibly.
Exactly. Leaders get that good data governance is how you build trust in these AI systems. And it's how you make sure those systems are being used ethically, you know, responsibly.
So data management, it sounds pretty complicated, but these leaders, they get it. They know it's an investment worth making. They see data as this valuable asset that you have to take care of.
Yeah, 100%. And this leads us to the final dimension of AI success applications. This is where everything we've been talking about, the strategy, the tools, the data, it all comes together. You're actually creating these AI applications that are going to deliver real value to the organization.
So it's not just building AI because it's cool or because it's the new hotness.
Yeah.
It's about solving actual problems.
Yeah. Improving efficiency, you know, making things better, creating tangible benefits.
Yeah. Things that you can actually measure and see the impact of. So when it comes to developing these AI applications, how do the leaders approach that?
It's very strategic. They don't just jump at every shiny new AI thing that comes along. They pick their battles. They focus on identifying those use cases where AI can have the biggest impact, and they make sure it all aligns with their big business goals.
So they have that clear vision.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a much more focused approach than just trying to implement AI everywhere at once.
Yeah, it is. And the report, it highlighted some interesting things about the types of applications leaders are focusing on. We're seeing a lot of investment in these AI-powered automation tools, you know, things that can handle those repetitive tasks.
So frees up the humans to work on the more creative stuff.
Exactly. Which goes back to what we were talking about earlier, how AI can enhance human capabilities rather than replace them. It's actually happening.
Yeah, making a real difference.
It's pretty exciting to see. And it goes beyond just, you know, making things more efficient. Leaders are using AI to make better decisions, drive innovation, even create brand new products and services.
It really does feel like AI is becoming part of the DNA of these leading organizations. But I think a lot of our listeners are probably wondering how they can, you know, how can they apply all this to their own work, to their own careers? What are the steps people can take to become those AI leaders in their own right?
Oh, that's a great question to end on. You know, I think it really starts with embracing that mindset of continuous learning. The AI field changes so fast. It's constantly evolving. You've got to stay curious. You've got to be open to new ideas and willing to adapt.
So it's not about like mastering one specific technology or skill set. It's about developing a broader understanding of AI in general. Like the concepts, the trends, all of it.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to really engage with the AI community. You know, go to conferences, join those online forums, connect with the people who are really in the trenches doing this work. Share your own insights, you know, learn from others.
Building that network is so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of skills, the report also talked about communication, right? Like being able to actually explain these complex AI concepts in a way that makes sense to, you know, to everyone.
No, absolutely. That's huge. Whether you're pitching a new AI project, explaining the benefits to someone who's not technical, just having conversations with your colleagues, being able to communicate about AI effectively is really key.
It's like you're bridging that gap between the techie world of AI and, you know, the real world where it actually gets applied.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not even just explaining, like, what AI is. It's about explaining why it matters. Why should people care? How can it be used to actually solve problems and create those opportunities we were talking about?
That's where that storytelling thing comes back in, right? Being able to weave a narrative to get people excited about the possibilities.
Totally, because you can demystify AI,
right?
Make it feel less intimidating.
Or human. So really, it's about making AI human-centered. both in terms of how it gets used and how we talk about it.
Exactly. And that's what those leaders, the ones who are really successful with AI, that's what they get. They see AI not just as these algorithms and tools, but as a way to make things better, a force for positive change.
Well, I've learned so much today. This has been a really insightful deep dive. Thanks so much for walking us through this IBM report, for sharing your expertise.
Oh, it's always fun to talk about this stuff. Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners, thank you for joining us for another episode of AI Hub. We hope you found it useful, something to think about, maybe even something you can apply to your own work. And we hope you'll join us again next time as we continue to explore this fascinating world of AI. If you want to stay up to date on all things AI, make sure to subscribe. We'll be back soon with more deep dives.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.